Don't you find it funny that when things go our way, we feel that it's normal, and when they don't, we get angry and frustrated? Let's look a little bit into this behavior and see what we can do about it. Are you ready? Let's take our classical deep breath in through the nose and deep breath out through the mouth. A few weeks ago, I caught myself doing this exact same behavior, and it was so weird, like, when things were going my way, when things were going how I wanted them to go, everything was cool, normal. But when they didn't, oh my god. It all seemed so terrible. I got angry and frustrated. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. Maybe you know someone that has done that as well. A person that you know really well, just saying. And in my experience, it's just our brain wanting to focus on the problem and maybe not wanting to give the time or the resources in the body to solve that problem, or it might be a problem that's too big. Even the definition of frustration says something like this: the feeling of being upset or annoyed as a result of being unable to change or achieve something. The prevention of progress, success, or fulfillment of something. So while it's not always easy to control it in the moment, one of the things that we can do right there and then is to breathe. Breathe deeply, the way we do at the beginning of each solo episode. That will calm our brain and take it from a place of reactiveness to a place of responsiveness. Instead of reacting instinctively, we get a little bit more balance and we can go to the next step, which is to focus on a solution, to see what you can actually do about that situation and how can you make the best of it. And of course, afterwards, act on that particular idea or solution. But another important part is getting perspective. Seeing the wider picture, seeing the fact that, for instance, if you miss the bus, maybe it's just one time in 300 days that you miss the bus. And even though your body and your brain says, like, this is awful, this is horrible, if you have that perspective, you understand that this is actually not that bad, not that big. And usually, things are going your way and things are okay. And this is quite important because otherwise we jump to conclusions and we spiral down in all kinds of negative thoughts. This can be seen as an opportunity to see the wider picture, to see how many times the thing that you might be complaining about or you might be frustrated about has actually worked great. If your fridge broke down, think about the years in which it kept your food fresh and how consistent it was to work for so many years non-stop. And we can apply this to relationships as well. Like if you had a fight, that doesn't mean that everything is horrible and terrible. You can also think about the whole perspective. The fact that even though you had a fight, probably there were so many days and maybe even years in which you had a beautiful relationship. And it's not really worth it to focus so much on only that particular fight. It really wouldn't be fair, right? If I'm constantly good and I make a mistake, that mistake doesn't define me. So we shouldn't let the small hiccups in life define us, define our day, our week, or our month. Let's use these opportunities to see the bigger picture and to become aware, acknowledge, and appreciate the fact that usually in our life, things are going our way.